USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The former school safety officer charged for failing to confront the gunman in the Parkland, Florida school shootings, which left 17 people dead early last year, will stay in custody on $102,000 bail. A judge in Broward County issuing that order as Scott Peterson made a Wednesday morning court appearance charged with multiple counts of child neglect, culpable negligence, and perjury. A 15-month investigation revealed he retreated during the active shooting and also directed other cops to do the same.
And he needs to serve a lifetime in prison for not going in that day and taking down the threat.
That's the mother of one of the victims. Peterson does face a possible 96 years in prison. A private sector jobs report from ADP comes in way below expectations. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
President Trump among more than a dozen leaders commemorating D-Day this morning at an event in Portsmouth, England. Opening the ceremony, President Trump read the same prayer that President Franklin Delano Roosevelt had read during a radio message just ahead of D-Day in June of 1944.
Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization.
D-Day was the largest combined land, air, naval invasion in history, marking the beginning of the Allies' victory in World War II Europe. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump is heading into what she calls dangerous territory, threatening Mexico with tariffs. The president trying to push Mexico's government into stopping the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S. She says consumers are going to pay the price. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Later today, a Missouri judge may decide the fate of that state's only remaining abortion clinic. A hearing is planned about whether the Planned Parenthood clinic in St. Louis can continue to operate after state officials refuse to renew its license.
Pray that the judge will make the best decision possible, the best decision to truly protect pregnant women and their children.
That's Karen Nolkemper, who is with the Archdiocese of St. Louis. The former British spy who compiled an infamous dossier that claimed Donald Trump had ties to Russia will be questioned by U.S. investigators. The British newspaper The Times is reporting that Christopher Steele is planning to meet with U.S. officials in London in the coming weeks. The interview expected to cover Steele's relationship with America's FBI. One Southern California community decriminalizing so-called magic mushrooms, while another is banning almost all tobacco sales. First, after Denver does it, Oakland, California is now the second city in the nation to decriminalize the psychedelic mushrooms, the city council instructing law enforcement to stop investigating and prosecuting people using and possessing such psychedelics. An amendment was added that does say that doesn't authorize commercial sales. Meanwhile, in Beverly Hills, the city council has approved a measure last night making the city the first in the nation to ban most all tobacco sales. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.